Welcome to Zohar Perek Yud-Beis, Mishnah Aleph, Kol HaBatim Mitamim Binigar. Chut Mishaoy Tikachav. All houses are susceptible to become tame from Nigar. If a negative that's bright green or bright red would appear in a house, the house would become tame for that negative. With one exception. The exception is that houses that belong to Odei Kachavim Tigayim do not become tame if a negative would appear on it. Halokei HaBatim and Odei Kachavim Yiru B'tchil. Somebody who buys a house from a guy, and a nega had already appeared in this house while it was still owned by a guy, when Yisrael buys the house from the guy, we look as if the nega was appearing for the first time right now in the house, and the car would treat the nega as if it just appeared right now. We would disregard the fact that the nega had already been there, and since it was previously owned by the guy, when the nega first appeared, it was not mitame the house. Bayis ogol, bayis terigo, a round house or a triangular house is not susceptible to become tame from the gum, as only a four-cornered house can become tame from the gum. Bayis habane vistina obas kraya al arba kairis eno mitame bin the gum. A house that's built on a boat or on a raft, or a house that was built on four beams. There were beams sticking out from the walls of the house, and he built a house on top of those beams. In all these cases, the house would not be susceptible to become tame from the gum. As Chazal learned out, that only a house that's built on the ground can become tame from the gum, as opposed to a house that's on a boat or on a raft, or even a house that is built on land, but it's not built on the ground, it's built on beams that are sticking out from a wall, it's not susceptible to become tame from the gum. V'mhaya maruba afilu al arba amunim mitame. If you have a house that's square, it has four corners, even if it's not built directly on the ground, but there are pillars that were driven into the ground, and the house is built on top of those pillars, that's the same thing as if the house was built on the ground itself, since it's built on pillars which were driven into the ground, so therefore, that house would become tame from the gum. Second, the gum, parakeet beis, mission of beis, bayi shecha mistada mechupa b'shayish. A four-cornered house, that one of its sides, one side of one wall, is covered with marble. Echad b'sela, v'echad b'levena, v'echad v'afor tar. Or, if one of the walls of the house is made from rock, or one of the walls of the house is made from brick, or one of the walls of the house is made from packed dirt, that house is tar, meaning to say, if a nega would appear in that house, that nega would not be mitame the house. The reason being is that the din is, and Chazal learned out from the pasuk, that all the walls of a house have to be made from both etzim and davanim, wood and stone, plus there has to be afor, there has to be clay there together with the wood and stone. And if even one wall from the house is not made from etzim, avanim, and afor, the house is not susceptible to becoming tame from the gum at all. Even though three out of the four walls are made from etzim, avanim, and afor, if only one wall is not, that house cannot become tame, even if the nega appeared on one of the walls that did have etzim, avanim, and afor. So therefore, the Mishnah is telling us, if one wall of the house is covered with marble, or one wall of the house is made strictly from rock, or strictly from brick, or strictly from packed dirt, this house cannot become tame, even if a bright green or a bright red nega would appear on the wall of the house. Bayis lo hayu ba avanim ve'etzim ve'afor, the nerabo nega. A house that one of the walls was not made for avanim, etzim, and afor, and a nega appeared in that house, and as we said, that nega would not be mitame the house. And after the nega appeared in the house, they brought avanim ve'etzim va'afor and put it on whatever one of the walls was lacking it. Even so, the house remains tar. And since at the time the nega appeared, one of the walls was lacking avanim ve'etzim va'afor, even if you brought avanim ve'etzim va'afor after the nega appeared, it's too late. That nega would not be mitame the house. And so too, if you have a beged, if the beged was not yet woven to the size of three exposed three finger width by three finger width, as shalosh al shalosh exposed is the minimum size for a beged to become tamid from a nega. The nira bo nega, but achakach arak bo shalosh al shalosh tar. And then a nega appeared on the beged before the beged was the size of shalosh al shalosh exposed. So that nega would not be mitame the beged, since it's less than the minimum size. And after the nega appeared on the beged, you went ahead and completed weaving the beged, and now the beged is more than the size of Solus. Solus is both. Even so, the Baggett is tar. And since at the time the Nega appeared on the Baggett, it was less than the minimum size to become Tame from the god, even though you subsequently continued weaving the Baggett, and now it's bigger than the minimum size, that Baggett would not become. Ein habayis mitame b'negom, achi hebo avonim, v'eitim v'afar. The Mishnah explains now what we discussed earlier, that a house is not susceptible to become tame from a nega that appeared on the wall of the house, unless the walls of the house were made from avonim, from rock, and from eitim, from wood, and from afar, from dirt, meaning from clay. And if you don't have all three materials on all four walls of the house, this house cannot become tame from a nega at all.